with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Julie Walker reports on a powerful storm in California and Nevada.
The biggest storm of the season, forecast to dump up to 12 feet of snow in the higher elevation of the Sierra Nevada with 100 mile per hour winds, says National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill.
In terms of the snow totals and the winds, you know, it doesn't get much worse than that.
Some roads closed, like a long stretch of Interstate 80, even closed and power out.
Long-lasting, widespread power outages, potentially, from the winds alone, and, also concerns of roof collapse with that much snow.
On Friday, a tornado touching down in Madera County, damaging an elementary school. I'm Julie Walker.
Voters in Idaho and Missouri are the latest to weigh in today on their choice for the Republican presidential candidate. Former President Trump is expected to add to his delegate count, Nikki Haley, hoping for her first victory. Senator Tom Cotton says there's a good chance potential terrorists have been allowed to seep into the country as a result of the president's lax policies at the southern border.
Places that have trouble with terrorism, they're probably here not just to try to take our jobs and maybe commit awful, heinous murders, but commit mass murder in the form of terrorism. Again, it's the natural and logical consequence of Joe Biden's open borders.
Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A political bind for President Biden. That's what journalist Josh Krushauer says the president faces as he attempts to satisfy young Democrat voters who are demanding he take a pro-Hamas stance against Israel.
And if he goes further left, he's going to lose a lot more voters in the middle. So he's in this sort of catch-22, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And you can't really placate radicals on the left and expect to actually have majority support in this country.
Some Democrats believe the president has not done enough to support Israel. Others say he's done too much. This is SRN News. China has blocked one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattena says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says the number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited that war in Gaza has reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. Of those incidents, 20 were death threats, which the country has not seen since the 1980s. This is SRN News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas panhandle. Lone Star Stockyards manager Bill Martin says many cattle were unable to be saved.
People cut fences, open gates so the cows can move on their own, get out of the way of it, but it came so hard, so fast, most of them weren't able to get away from it.
The Republican governor cautioned during a news conference last night that the number of lost properties could rise. Nebraska voters will get to decide whether to repeal a law that pays for private school tuition with taxpayer money.
But Secretary of State Bob Evenin acknowledges the courts will likely ultimately decide if the question makes it onto the November ballot. The school choice law was enacted last year. Evenin believes the referendum question is legal and will appear on the November ballot, quote, unless otherwise ordered by the courts. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
More of these stories at SRNnews.com.